Bikurim Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes 1:9. Umenayin, how do you know what we said in the previous Mishnah is true? Shehu chayav b'achriyusan, that one is required to replace his bikurim with new bikurim if he doesn't bring them ad sheyavi laharabayis, until he reaches the harabayis. But once his bikurim have reached the Temple Mount, then he's now no longer required to replace them if something happens to them, they get lost or stolen or tamei. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, reishis bikuri ad masacha tavi beis Hashem elokecha. The very first ripenings of your land, you will bring to the house of Hashem your God. Malama, to teach you, shechayav b'achriyusam, to teach you that you are obligated in replacing them with other ones, ad sheyavi laharabayis, until you've brought them till the harabayis. But at that point going on, if something happens to your bikurim, like they become tummy lost, stolen, etc., you no longer have an obligation to replace them with new ones. A new din, hare shehevi min echad v'kara. If you have a person who already came and brought bikurim of one of the seven species, and he recited the recitation, so then v'chazar, if he comes back a second time, v'hevi min acher, he brings another, a second species of the seven species, is bikurim. That's fine, he can bring the bikurim as the first species. However, eino kore, he does not do the recitation a second time, and because the pasuk in the recitation says reishis, the first, and this no longer the first, this is the second time.